Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you on this line this morning. I am Tabika Garnes, and I am your host for this morning. And Apostle Banks sends her love. As you know, she said before that once a month I'll be the host of the show on her behalf. So I just want to welcome you all to the line this morning. And I'm unable to see the studio this morning, so I don't know who's on, and I won't be able to go ahead and, you know, when you guys press one, I can't see that you're pressing one. So we're still working through things, so I'm asking that you bear with us. Prayerfully, everything will be straightened out soon. And I also believe that we still only have 30 minutes. So again, my name is Tabika Garnes. I'm welcoming you to this line. I pray that everyone had a phenomenal week. But if not, hey, I can pray. We can pray through it. And we'll, you know, prayerfully you'll have a better week coming up. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bless your name. And I thank you, Father God, for being a great, mighty, gracious God. I thank you, Father God, for your unselfishness. I thank you for your willingness to see us become who you created us to be before we even made entrance into this world. God, even before our first cry, Lord God, you already knew who we were. You already knew what we would be, Lord God. You already knew we would mess up. Lord God, you already knew that we wouldn't listen. You already knew that we were going to try to do things on our own. And, God, you still have patience for us. And, Lord, I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, for the way that you take care of us. Thank you for protecting us and blocking us from things seen and unseen. Lord God, I pray right now, Lord God, that you would just continue to work on us, Lord God. A lot of us have past issues that we're still working through. Some of us have past issues that we never acknowledged, but we live it every day. And I just lift everybody before you, Lord God, all your children, Lord, I lift before you. I lift them before you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Those that are going through rough times, rough times, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I lift them before you, God. I pray for a peace of mind right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will hijack their hearts and their minds, Lord God, that you would take over. You would take over right now, God, that you would allow, Lord God, your word to comfort them, God, that they would have enough strength to pray, God, enough strength to open up their Bibles and read their word in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness, God. I thank you for loving us more than we love ourselves, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you, Lord, because you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You are not a man that you will lie. And we know that your promises never return unto you void. And God, those that are weary right now, those that are weak right now, God, I just pray that your strength covers them. I pray, Lord God, that faith, their faith, God, works on their behalf as they tap into it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, if they realize that faith works, if they would apply it. And so, God, I thank you right now. I thank you right now for the actions. You say you love us, oh, God, and you also show us. You also show us, God. But some of us are so busy. Some of us are distracted. Some of us are going through major distractions, Father. And I just thank you that you're still willing to come after us, to bring us back. God, there was none like you. There was none like you. There's none like you, oh God. There was none like you. And so, Father, I just thank you for everything that you said you would do, God, even if it has not manifested in the earth, God. God, we thank you and we rejoice ahead of time. We trust in your word. We let our faith move and work for us. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because we know that faith is acting on what we believe. And so, God, we believe the word of the Lord. We believe the word of the Lord. We believe, Lord God, what you said about us. We believe, oh God, that we were created, oh God, with purpose. We were created, oh God, with destiny in our bellies, Father. And so, God, we come to the place where we acknowledge that we are royalty, that we are your ambassadors. We thank you, Father God. We were created in your image, God. And so because our Father, who is you, you created us in your image. So, Lord God, likewise, we have your traits. Hallelujah. And so we bless you on this morning, oh God. And we ask for forgiveness for our sins, those done in thought, word, or deed, oh God. We ask for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask for forgiveness. Lord God, we repent right now. We turn away that have hindered us in our relationship with you, God. We turn away from those things, Lord God. And God, we open our hearts. We open our minds, oh God. We open our arms, oh God, to receive the promises of who you are, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just thank you for another day. We thank you, Father God, for another day, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you, Father God, are the best, the best, the best Father that we could ever ask for. And so we thank you. We honor you. We love you. We adore you. We need you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Again, this is Tamika Garnes. I am your host for today. I said a little while ago that I'm unable to see the studio, so I'm not sure who is on the line today. Also, if you press 1, I won't be able to see that you press 1. So, again, I apologize. They're still working some things out. So just please just have patience with us as they work out the kinks or whatever it is that's going on. Also, I believe we still only have 30 minutes. This morning, but we're going to make the best of what we have. We're not going to, you know, waste time. We're not going to be upset because we only have 30 minutes. You can get a lot done in 30 minutes. So we're going to take advantage of the time that we have. So this morning, I just wanted to briefly talk about what we're seeing going on in the world today. If you turn on the news, you know, every day you turn on the news, you see somebody, especially here in Baltimore, like our murder rate is past 300. And every day that we turn on the radio or the TV, we hear that another person has died. And it's our black men that are perishing every day, every day. And the majority of them are younger, but now I'm starting to see that the ages are now increasing. Recently I've seen like males in their 50s and late 40s, and they are caught up in this murder, these things that are going on in Baltimore. And I can't say that they're involved in any, you know, drug trades or drug territory or gangs. I can't say that because I don't know them and I don't know what they were involved in. The only thing I can do is go by what I see, what I read, their ages, and they're perishing as well. We have to pray. We have to pray, and we have to pray with a boldness. We have to pray standing in faith. We have to pray even looking at the amount of lives that have already this year. We still have to pray that God will change this thing around. We have to identify with the root of what is going on, and not just here in Baltimore. I'm sure it's happening in other states. So even if you're not from Baltimore, you know, you're not from this state of Maryland, whatever state that you're from, and the murder rate is high. We all need to learn what to pray for and how to pray it. Because at this point, this spirit of murder is strong. And we know that if we, and when I say we, those believers that believe in God in heaven and know how to pray, and even if you don't know how to pray, you can go to your Bible and find, you can go to Psalm. I'm sure there are many, many scriptures that you can pray in Psalms. I mean, we just have to pray. We don't have to try to figure it out on our own, but go to God and ask God, what is that strategic plan, Lord God, that will help us come against this spirit of murder? Because our young men, some of them have kids. Some of them, you know, were the only child. Some of them were still in high school. It's just sad, and it grieves me. And I believe that it grieves me a lot because I have a son. And I thank God that he is saved. But what about those that thought that they had until they were 40 years old to receive the Lord as their Savior? What if they thought that and they died at the age of 20? Didn't even make it to 25. You know, it grieves me because the enemy has deceived many to thinking that we have to receive the Lord as our Savior. That's just not how it is. It's a lie. And it grieves me because so many of these kids have died, and I just wonder, you know, you just wonder, did they wake up in hell? Again, we don't know if they were saved. We don't know. And those that may have been saved but still living out there in the street, you know, they were struggling. They struggle with so much. They struggle with stuff that we don't basically understand. But if we get in God's face and we stay there long enough, I truly believe that God will hear our cry, that he will hear our prayer. And I'm going to go to 2 Chronicles 7, 14 through 22, and I'm going to read that. And this scripture has continued to play over and over and over in my spirit and in my mind, because I believe it's something that we need to pray in these days and times. So I'm going to go ahead and read it. And I'm going to start from verse 12. So it's 2 Chronicles 7, verses 12 through 22. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain or command the locusts to devour the land among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom, as I have covenanted with David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man as ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot them from my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, I will cast out of my sight and will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. And as for this house, which is exalted Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and say, why has the Lord done thus to this land and this house? Then they will answer, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt and embraced other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore, he has brought all this calamity on them. And so my focus goes to verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And so in verse 14, it gives you specific instructions. It tells you what to do, and then it tells you what God will do after we do that. Specific instructions that we have to follow. And I just truly believe if we all would come together as the body of Christ, it doesn't matter what church you belong to, it doesn't matter, you know, how many churches that there are on any given street. Sometimes you may see two churches in the same block. You may see one church on one block, and then the next block you may see another one. I mean, if the body of Christ would come together and unite against what is going on in our cities, you know, what's going on and not what it, you know, we know what's going on because we watch the news. We know what's going on. But if we all would come together as the body of Christ in unity on one accord and pray, and not just do it one time, I mean, pray, you know, find a location, a specific location within your city, and a group just go and pray and pray. And it may have to be something that's done weekly. It can't just be done one time and think that it's done. We have to do it until we see breakthrough. And even after we see breakthrough, we shouldn't stop. We shouldn't get comfortable. We need to fight as the body of Christ because our young people are dying. It's vitally important that we understand the magnitude of what we see. You know, I hear the news. I read certain things. It's on Instagram. It's a page on Instagram. It's called Murder Inc. And it tells you what murders happen throughout the week. It tells you. It gives you the ages. It gives you the names of the our young people that have passed away, and it grieves me because you sit there and you're like, my God, this could have been my son. It could have been my son. You know, we need to make priority. We need to make priority. We need to somehow sow into the lives of these young people because they are dying daily. It's not even a monthly thing. It's a daily thing. They are dying. And it seems that it's not just one a day. It's multiple ones. And so if we would just be before the Lord and ask God, God, what is it? What is it that we specifically need to pray? Strategic prayers, warfare prayers, those type of prayers that will bring down the stronghold that looms over your city. We need to find out what it is that is the stronghold over the city and pray. We can't be afraid to afraid to confront that which thinks it has power, because we have power. Listen, people, we were created in God's image. We have the mind of Christ. We have these things. I mean, God is powerful. We know that. We know that God is powerful. He gave us that. He gave that to us. He gave us the power and dominion and authority in the earth. We don't have that power, authority, and dominion over people. We're not to have the power over the people. We have some authority over people, depending on what if you're a police officer or a lawmaker or something like that, you have authority over people, not to basically you can tell people what to do, but you can't make them do anything. So that's why the laws come into place. But what I'm saying is God gave us power and power, dominion, and authority over the things of the earth, the enemy, over the spirits that we come up against. You know, Jesus cast out spirit. Jesus healed. We have the ability to do the exact same thing. But I think that fear holds us back from doing these things because we feel like if it don't manifest, then it's our fault. But that's not the case. We are just a vessel. The Lord is the one that does the work. We are the vessel. The Lord does the work. We are the vessel. The Lord does the work. And so that's why he created us as humans, but he left the Holy Spirit so that we could do the same things that Jesus did or greater. And so we have the power to speak to these things and see them fall. We have the power to prophesy into people and see them come alive. We have these things, people. We just have to learn how to work together. We have to learn as a body of Christ, no matter what church you belong to, we all belong to our Father in heaven. We should come together as the body of Christ. I mean, come together in unity. There's so much even discord within the church that a lot of things are happening because we're not on post. We're not on the wall. We're not being watchers because there's so much that is going on within the church that our attention is being divided in too many places. And so where our attention should be, that is what is not getting the attention. That's why it's growing, because we are not paying attention to what's going on or the things that we should be praying about. But if we unite as one, can you imagine how strong we could be in the earth if we would unite as the body of Christ? If we would do prayer walks, we would get in the community, the different communities as groups, and just do prayer walks where we're walking through the community and we're praying. You know, that can have an effect on the community. I truly believe that. That could have an effect on the community. And so we just have to, in our minds, in our hearts, what it is that we need to do to save our young people. You know, they're hard. Yeah, they're really hardcore because of what they've been through. But we cannot take that and say, well, I'm not going to say nothing because, you know, they may curse me out. Yeah, hey, they may. They may curse you out, but you don't know. You don't know if that seed of whatever you said that was encouraging, you don't know if that seed is growing. You planted a seed. You don't know if that seed is growing. And so we just have to take authority, our minds, to do what God gave us to do. You know, Jesus was out. He didn't stay in a building. He went out amongst the people. He went out amongst the people. You know, he encouraged the people. He healed the people. He set the people free. You know, he touched the people. Jesus touched lives. He touched lives. He wasn't afraid to be amongst the people. He wasn't afraid to cast out demons. He wasn't afraid to lay hands and see the sick healed. He facilitated deliverance. He was a, you know, all of that. Situations that people were in, he spoke. Situation changed. So why is it that so many people were going through what they're going through, depression, anxiety, PTSD, all of these things Jesus spoke to, and people were set free. So if we had the same authority, the same ability, the same power, if we have the same thing, why aren't we using it? Why aren't we using it? Why aren't we speaking his word and seeing these people be set free and healed right in that moment. And so sometimes we got to go back before God and repent and just make up in our minds and our hearts that we're not going to allow fear to take over, because the enemy wants us to stay right there in fear. So, because you know when you're afraid of something or you make it about yourself, that you're never going to move. You're never going to do what it is that God has spoken to you to do. So I just want to say, that all things are possible to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. According to the power that works in us. The power is in us. We have to allow the power to work and not hinder it, not shut it down, not be afraid for it to work, because we are his creation. We are his creation. And so I just want to say, you know, that whatever the desire is in your heart, to be before the Lord about it. Listen for his direction. He will give direction if we just sit still enough to hear and to understand and to get what it is that he's doing. We can direction, but we just got to be patient. We got to learn how to stop moving before he's spoken. You know, I'm at a place in my life where I feel like I don't want to do anything at this moment without hearing from God, because I've moved so many times before him. I've done, you know, it's like, God, you're taking too long. I'm going to do it myself, and it didn't work. So, and I mean everything. When it comes to buying a house, you know, I want to hear God tell me, you know, if I come to him and I say, God, this is the house that I want, I want him to say, okay, daughter, you know, it's yours. You know, I've made so many decisions without him that, you know, I'm in a position where it's uncomfortable because I moved ahead of him. You know, God has so many wonderful things for us if we would just learn how to wait. If we would just learn how to wait on him, God has so much in store for us, good things, things that we would be amazed at, things that we would, you know, rewards for our faithfulness. But we got to learn how to not allow our flesh to get the best of us, to speak for us, or any of that. And so I just come to you this morning to say, you know, thank you again. Thank you for everybody that is on this line today. I pray that God will move in a way in your life, in your family life, in your family's lives like never before. And so I just want to say that our time is coming to an end. Pray that everybody has a marvelous day today, an awesome day, that you give God the glory for all that he's done and what he's doing, because he's not finished yet. He's not finished yet. Keep our young people lifted up in prayer. If you know one, minister to that person. Then that young person will eventually minister to another one. And we're going to get our young people back. We're going to get them under God's umbrella, under God's wings, where they're protected. And so everyone have a blessed day, and I look forward to next Saturday to see you all again, or Apostle will be on the line. Everyone have a good day. Bye-bye.